Today, we're going to look at the story of when Mary and Joseph brought the baby Jesus into the temple to be dedicated, and they met Simeon. This reading is covered in Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 35. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people. A light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marvelled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them, and said to Mary his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, a sign that will be spoken against, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." I am Simeon. I am tired. I am old. I have waited. I can see the end of my days. And yet, I have hope. Hope that exploded into joy today. A promise fulfilled. It says in Proverbs, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick." But a promise fulfilled is a tree of life. The tree that was in the center of the garden, from which we can take fruit and experience the presence, the life of God. And that is how I feel today. I have seen something with my eyes that I have waited for and hoped for many, many years. As I think back on many occasions when I have been in the synagogue, I've heard the readings from the book of Isaiah. "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Verses that promise that one day a man, a king, the Messiah will come and restore the fortunes of Israel to that was time when David was in king and he had peace upon all his borders and the land has prosperity. And as I reflected on these verses over the years, a thought grew within me. Would I see the Messiah? Would he come in my time? We have made it many, many years. Would this be the time? Well, days have turned to weeks, weeks to months, months to years, and no Messiah came. And the hope that was something that was great and burning within me began to fade. Until this morning, I rose, went through my daily routines, and there was suddenly this thought or this almost urge within me, go to the temple, go sit where the children are dedicated. I followed the urge. I went and sat where I've actually sat many times and watched the couples bring their newborn. As the day went on, and couple then couple came. I started thinking, oh, Simon, you old fool. Maybe you're just too excited about something. Maybe this is not going to happen. And yet it's like so many times with God. Just when you think it's not going to happen, there was this couple. They didn't look any different to anyone else. But I suddenly felt, I've got to go. I was on my feet. Before I knew it, I was standing right in front of them. And then there was this awkward moment of them looking at me and me looking at them. Now what? And the young mother just presented me the child. So I took him. I drew back the cloth and looked into the face, and our eyes connected. And I knew in an instant, this was the one. A light for revelation to the Gentiles. Hope and glory for Israel. Many of us have waited for promises that God has given us. And I'm sure we can walk in the very same footsteps that Simeon walked in. Somehow God always seems to wait till the last minute. But a promise fulfilled is a tree of life. And God is faithful to all his promises. My prayer for you today is those promises that you have, be they days old, weeks old, months old, years old, you will hold on to them, trusting that God is faithful to fulfill whatever he has promised. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that when you say you're going to do something, you do. And we can trust that 100%. And yet, Lord, in the waiting, sometimes our hearts wander, questions arise, doubts arise. But Lord, help us consider Simeon, who waited until almost the end of his days. And then in a moment, the promise was fulfilled, and he saw what had been promised many, many years before. This Christmas, may we remember that you are a God who is faithful and loving to all you have made. And when you say you're going to do something, you will do it.